Well, I played E flat cornet when I was a kid. I played, well, I started out playing snare drum. Played cornet, and then I played bass, and then I played baritone. And of course, when I came to Bearville, we had, back in those days, we had town bands, and we'd get concerts out in the park like they did all over the South.
Do you know about when your father was born?
Yeah, I... Just so happened to have your record here. He was born on January the 24th, 1873. And he died August 18th, 1947.
Was your mother from the Green Forest?
No, she was born in just out of French Lick, Indiana.
What was the name of it?
French Lick.
French Lick, yeah.
And they came here in 1883 when she was 6 years old, I believe it was. They took them 6 weeks on a wagon train.
Idea of how far along she got in school?
No, I don't know. Her mother was educated for a school teacher, but back in those days they didn't believe in women working, so her father objected, and so she never did teach school. I don't think she attended the schools at Green Forest, so excuse me.
Sure.
Hello.
Yeah. My great-grandmother was said to be a school teacher, and then but she didn't follow it because her father objected her working. She's supposed to work on the farm, I guess.
was your mother a housewife? Or?
Yeah, she's a housewife. She lived to be 93, I believe it was. In fact, I interviewed her, and I've got her life's history in one of our quarters. She died in, I don't know what I've got her death date here. Yeah, she died November the 1st, 1970. She was born in 1878. They were pioneers. But she was raised in Indiana, and Dad was raised here in Carroll County.
What about your grandparents on your mother's side? Did you know them?
Yeah, some. Her father was a casket maker, carpenter, and farmer. In fact, he established, he and W.A. Butt, one of the early citizens of Green Forest, they established a casket. They made caskets locally, and then they built cabinets. Burn bread.